I don't know if I'd rather pose with a snake or put my foot in Tarantino's mouth. That's a hard one. What are you choosing?
I'm going to put my foot in Tarantino's mouth. That's just me.
How much? What if the difference is like, all right, we'll give you $200,000 if you put your foot in his mouth, but if you do the snake bit, it's $400,000.
My toes are so far from my brain, it's not even really a part of me.
Yeah, but the temperature thing.
What temperature?
You ever had a dog like lick your foot?
It's the temperature of his mouth? Oh, he's going to lick my foot.
No, he's going to suck your toes while you pour alcohol down it.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm being drunk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block glow in the dark.
After returning some videotape, you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your hosts, Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah!
Sharkleberry Finn, anyone?
What year is that from?
2023.
Yeah, I'll take one. Justin,
is that a Kool-Aid jammer?
Yeah.
Justin can't have one.
Sharkleberry Finn is strawberry orange punch, but the old artwork was much better. Now Sharkleberry Finn is just a plain old shark.
Is this part of the episode?
Yes.
What are we here
for? It is now.
We're here for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
So originally, George Lucas wanted Short Round to be a virginal young princess.
Virginal young princess Short Round.
And Steven Spielberg says you're a weird sex pervert. And
weird sex pervert.
Okay.
Read that.
Sorry, that was one breath. I thought it was pretty impressive.
George Lucas is a weird pervert.
Where did you read that, Nick?
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
I thought it'd be better if it was a young woman.
Why do you have to point out that she's virginal?
She would be a virgin.
She's 11, of course. So we hope she's a virgin.
And we would show her feet a lot.
We would show her hymen.
She'd be barefoot the whole time.
she'd rip her hymen on the elephant.
Do you think we could get Brooke Shields for this?
I was going to say, once you start talking about feet, I was like, wait, is Quentin Tarantino directing this?
No, I was more hinting at the guy who worked for Nickelodeon that directed those Nickelodeon shows with kids in them that always was doing feet things and writing the feet what? Things into the script. You didn't hear about this guy?
Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, iCarly or something. You remember that show?
Yeah.
I mean, you were probably too old to watch
they were
it, but
doing
like you
feet
remember.
Stuff? I had a weird friend that watched that stuff.
Yeah, so that guy. I can't remember his name and I don't want to know it, but.
They put feet stuff into the script of iCarly?
Yes, and he would do weird shit. Like, you don't even want to get into it. It's
maybe just getting paid off. Maybe just getting paid off by Quentin Tarantino.
No, he's completely canceled.
He's like, let me see some feet on that Nickelodeon show.
Tarantino at least has the decency to write you into a role where he gets to lick your feet, but you're at least probably getting a couple fucking a lot of money out of it and publicity.
And pour some champagne down her foot.
Yeah, posing with a snake and I don't know if I'd rather pose with a snake or put my foot in Tarantino's mouth. That's a hard one. What are you choosing?
I'm going to put my foot in Tarantino's mouth. That's just me.
How much? What if the difference is like, all right, we'll give you $200,000 if you put your foot in his mouth, but if you do the snake bit, it's $400,000.
My toes are so far from my brain, it's not even really a part of me.
Yeah, but the temperature thing?
What temperature?
You ever had a dog like lick your foot? It's
the
just,
temperature of his mouth? Oh, he's going to lick my foot.
No, he's going to suck your toes while you pour alcohol down it. It's going to be a whole fucking, you've seen that movie.
For that amount of money, I would do it. Oh, I would.
Yeah, but he's asking if you would do that for $200,000.
I would not.
For $200,000, he could pour the alcohol down his legs and I would drink it off his toes.
I don't know if I'd be able to.
$200,000?
I don't know if I'd be able to do the snake part because I'm like Indiana Jones and I fucking hate snakes.
Yeah.
See, I don't necessarily love snakes, but I can tolerate them just because.
I could put my foot in Quentin's mouth. Easier than I
would just have to think of the scene where
that's
she's doing
snake.
It and be like, Selma Hayek did this. Okay, I can get away with this.
Big, maybe if they had the snake sedated or something.
I mean, I just think it would be better.
The snake better be sedated.
Was it the first Wayne's World where the snake falls?
Yeah, I would take the less amount of money because I think it's a better party story to tell that Quentin Tarantino sucked my toes than it is to say that I held a snake. Really, just from a financial standpoint, I think, you know, it's a better It's a better story to be able to tell.
I don't think of toes as a sexual thing, so I wouldn't bother me.
Neither do I. Like,
I can see some of the appeal there, but like, I mean, nope. not with that, because that's another man. That's a homosexual act too.
What?
And both of you, as far as I know, are straight. Toes? If it's sexual, yes.
I mean, I don't want any penetration.
Yes.
My toes penetrating his mouth.
I'm not saying you're having full-on penetrative sex, but I'm saying it is a sexual act if it is for one person, regardless of the other person's.
It's an acceptable amount of gay for me.
All right, cool.
For money.
I mean, like I said, a lot of
gay porn stars weren't gay.
That's true. They're making a lot less money than what we're talking about, too.
Oh, yeah.
Give me $2,000 to suck this guy's dick. Shit. That's like 4 months' rent. All right. Here we go. Sure, if it'll get me across the country, I'll take a shot in the mouth.
$2,000.
The rules of the road.
No, I'm estimating, you know. Probably wasn't even that back in the day, so.
About to be a stranger.
Well, right. You don't want to. If you're going to be sucking a random dick and you're a straight guy, you don't want it to be somebody you know.
Yeah, I don't want
that. Makes it a whole other level of weird. You almost need a glory hole at that point, right?
I don't want to have to see him on the podcast Monday.
Yeah, that was awkward, wasn't it?
That
would be awkward.
Is this the weirdest start to a Temple of Doom review? George Lucas is loving it, though. It's like, let's talk more about virginal princesses.
Yeah, we were talking about virginal princesses, and you guys took a real weird turd from it. I was talking about
virginal princesses.
A young 12-year-old princess.
Virginal.
I would film the close-ups, of course, myself.
Spielberg could do the editing, but I would be the one filming.
Yeah, anybody watch that Brooke Shields documentary?
Mm-mm. Yeah, some weird shit.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard a lot of stuff come out about it. And she's like, "Oh, I just didn't think anything of it." And I'm like,
"When I did film research, I learned about some shit that happened to her. She was in a movie,
Blue Lagoon.
Is that the one that she's naked in as a 12-year-old?
Yeah, and she has sex with that boy. And I thought they like really
see.
Had
no,
sex
that's not even the one.
There's
another movie where she plays. I think it's Brooke Shields anyway.
Well, Brooke Shields,
but she was. Lagoon. Yeah, I know. But this movie, it was like a whorehouse in Louisiana, and she's...
Oh, no, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she has... Yeah, she's naked on the poster.
Yeah.
But when there's something like... She was either molested or actually had sex with
the
kid.
Oh, there's so many fucked up things. But I was just thinking... That's who George Lucas would try to cast in this role. I don't know why we're making George Lucas have to be this terrible of a person. Damn.
Mila Jovovich.
Fucking tearing him down.
Mila Jovovich was.
People are like, this is a horrible fucking review of Temple of Doom. This is the Temple of Doom right here. You're in it.
You can't get weirder than Temple of Doom, though.
Temple of Doom does some fucked up stuff.
Is that why?
And I'm not even.
Is that why it's people don't like it? They think it's a little too much for Indiana Jones? Or.
It's very violent. There's child slavery. There's a lot of elements in this that just don't add up. And the tonally, it kind of skips around.
This is bad.
It's a fun watch, though. It's a fun watch, but like you open with like a musical number, like a show tune style number, which is like,
I like.
Are you trying to be James Bond? Are you trying to? Yeah, I mean,
well, obviously they were trying to be James Bond. Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah.
My God.
But, I mean,
It was the James Bond opening out at the ass.
Well, Spielberg's a big Bond fan.
But that opening does rule. And it, of course, that whole opening is a big Bond sequence. Until it becomes chaotic in there, because that's less Bondish. But.
Yeah, but I mean, you get all this stuff in, 1935, you're in Shanghai, we're at this club, and he gives him the Emperor of China's ashes. Okay, cool. Wants his diamond, wants his money, yada, yada, yada. Like, it's a.
Didn't they end up in the diamond behind?
I think so.
Yeah.
Club Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Looking cool, though, the neon.
That's from Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
Here we go.
Ewan McGregor and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Here we go. Star Wars. Can't get away from it.
You know, this movie came out like just about a month before Ghostbusters did.
Yeah, and the Dan Aykroyd was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had
very
a mustache
briefly
too, didn't he, in this?
Uh-huh.
I watched on VHS.
Yeah, I had fun watching this, but there's definitely some stuff in there that's like silly. Like, they clearly had no idea what cultural stuff they're taking from, because to my knowledge, no one in India uses voodoo dolls, which is a much newer concept than here. Now, granted, they tried to say it wasn't a voodoo doll because it was the knife, not the doll, but I'm like, whatever.
Voodoo has like African and Caribbean, as
yes,
far as I know, but like,
it's a lot of Caribbean vibes, and the biggest part
Caribbean, more modern, but definitely goes back to Africa, I think.
Yes,
but I'm not.
But you have that.
So,
but even then, within the United States, it just feels like they just kind of threw stuff in there to try to have a creepy vibe, and they just didn't really pay attention to what was actually historically accurate. And you're making a movie about an archaeologist, so the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. This is my Indiana Jones movie.
Well, the monkey brain scene is disgusting, and I always, for
well,
some
not
reason,
just the monkey brains. You can't even call it that. The fucking snake that they're eating, and they cut it open.
Apparently, black magic is a big thing in India, though.
Witch doctor stuff.
Yeah,
I think the culture it kind of spreads over there, at least into shaman stuff.
Well, interesting.
I think
the Bond movie that came out a year before this was in India, and they had a lot of shit like this, and they're like at a dinner table, and they're eating.
We don't know. None of us know anything about this, really.
And they're
eating. We're just kind of speculating.
And they're eating stuffed sheep's head, so it's kind of similar to the dinner scene in this movie.
Honestly, the snakes bother me more than the monkey brains.
Yeah, because they're fucking still alive.
And there's
was this supposed to be baby snakes inside the dead snake or something?
Oh God, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies thinking about it.
I don't want to.
I don't know, but you see that you see the one guy though eating the living snakes and just like swallowing them whole. And you're like,
she's like, you got something light like soup. There's like fucking eyeballs in it.
Yeah.
The human sacrifice, like I think that fits well into it, right? I think that helps it helps it with the story.
Well, that's the fun stuff, the cult stuff there. Kalima, mm-hmm. Kalima, the whole.
Well you ripped the heart
once as soon as the after dinner. That's like my favorite sequence. As soon as like he shows up with the fruit, and then she wants to fuck him, and he wants to fuck her, and he's like clearly just wants to fuck her.
Yeah, like I said, there's no way he likes this girl.
No. It became very clear as I was watching that today.
She's
after
the most annoying
that,
person in the world.
He's like, no, for sure. We're crashing!
Yeah, he's clearly like, that's the most single and available woman nearby that he's got a shot with. So he's just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's tired of getting it with Short Round.
This is prime Harrison Ford. He ain't getting any hotter than this. Like, this is pure take me, daddy.
Yeah, all the shirtless Harrison Ford you see in this
she's
one.
She's been marinating for 4 days now, or however long they've been together. And I do mean marinating. Like, it's like chili. When you make chili and you put it in the fridge for 4 days, that shit gets better after 4 days. You know what I'm saying?
The film collects on it.
The film collects on it. When you have to make sure you change. Never mind. all I'm saying is that shit was ready to go. Like, just. Let's go. Let's do it right now. And then we get the scene where they find he's almost murdered.
Why was the secret passage in her bedroom?
Who fucking knows? Convenience.
That was very convenient.
Because that's how they wrote it.
Very convenient.
A lazy writing, basically. Which is interesting because
I'm not sure how he figured
Lawrence Kasdan turned down the offer to write this movie after writing the first one.
The guys who wrote American Graffiti helped write it with George Lucas, wrote this.
It's good.
Yeah, so that's my favorite part. This leading into here, and then they go down this the secret tunnel or whatever, and they're the fucking bugs, and then the spikes coming down. We're going to die!
Yeah, he's looking through that little hole at her, yelling at her. She's like, it's slimy in there. And he's like, I don't care.
Right. No, that's a good...
Saves him.
I like it anyway.
Saves him and then goes in there and hits the button again.
Yep, pulls the short round, and then short round pulls through.
Faster against the wall. Short round.
I gotta say, this might be a controversial take, but the sets they used in the Goonies look better than the sets in this movie.
Yeah.
The Goonies, some of the Goonies sets look like actual caves, and I think they probably are.
Yeah, I mean, that could be true.
It
does look more realistic.
Yes, maybe. Well, I don't know. I know for a fact that the pirate ship at the end is one of the big sound stages, for sure.
Yeah.
That's not a cave that they actually put a ship in. But I think some of the other stuff could be caves, but I don't really don't know.
Well, here's the other thing that threw me off in this.
I did just watch the Goonies, though.
But they had to make fucking traps and shit in there, like the collapsing walls, so.
Yeah.
Well, you had some of that stuff in the Goonies, too, but.
Well, that stuff.
Oh, really? No.
Some of it looked really good, especially when you're just paying attention to the bugs and stuff. Like, all the bug shots are fucking horrific. I hate bugs. It fucks me up.
They're eating bugs in the dinner scene, too, with the giant fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they go from snakes to beetles to the chilled monkey brain for the dessert, which those heads were like, I remember those being terrifying as a kid. And then you look at him eating, and it just looks like he's eating like some sort of red jello. And you're like, well, that's not gross at all. That just looks fake. Yeah. So,
that's chilled.
But as a kid, this movie is a lot scarier than when I watched it this time. I was like, oh, there's not anything in this that's like even remotely.
Well, when you're watching the cult scene, that's when I would be scared as a kid, when they're pulling the guy's fucking heart out and sacrificing.
Yeah, when he
people.
Takes the heart out and then he drops him down the pit. Now, that is one of my favorite scenes in the movie, though, when he drops him down in the pit and you see the heart that he's holding just lights up and burns. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty sick stuff.
Her ass would have been dead as soon as they opened that door because the heat from that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would have melted the motherfucker immediately. He'd have boiled them.
And that cage would be really hot when he was pulling her out of it and he was grabbing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's obviously movie magic. We suspend disbelief to see some shit that
I just wanted her to die.
Well, that's fucked up. Why? What'd she do to you?
Annoying. Say that with a German accent.
I just wanted her to die.
I just wanted her to die.
Get into the oven.
Jesus. Justin doesn't hear all the terrible jokes you're making, straight up.
Yeah, because of the auto mute that Zoom does. So if you're not speaking fully into the mic, it's like trying to compress and mute people. So.
Man, the recording's going to hear it, though.
Nick's laughing at himself, so I'm sure it was
doing Hansel and Gretel.
You would.
What were you thinking?
Hansel and Gretel.
It's the oven.
That wasn't German. I was almost doing it like fucking. I'm a Swedish plumber. I'm here to fix your pipes. That's a good Swedish accent from It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
To the hamburger store.
Glenn Morshower's new movie and Charlie Day's new movie both came out this week, even though they were filmed like 2 years apart.
Charlie Day's movie looks interesting. What's that called?
Fool's Paradise.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then Blackberry is.
Blackberry I have no interest in seeing.
I'm interested to see him perform in it, but like this week's podcast of theirs is them talking about both movies, so I'm going to wait and watch both movies first.
Yeah, I listened to Conan's podcast. He had Charlie Day on, and they talked about his movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw that posted, but I didn't watch it.
I listen to Conan's podcast quite a bit.
God damn it.
At least when the guest is someone I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Nick's losing his voice because he's still ill. Mm-hmm. He's still ill. Oh, man.
My glands are swollen.
That's what There's things I really like about this movie, and like it could easily be my favorite Indiana Jones movie, but there's a few things in it that are just silly.
No.
And if you were to remove some of those, I'd like it a lot more. But
not your favorite? What's your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, until we rewatch them all, I'm not going to be able to tell you because I don't.
Give him a crystal skull.
Temple's great.
I'm going to do that just to piss everyone off. Be like, you know, that's my number one pick because I like Aliens the most.
Shia LaBeouf is my favorite actor.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. His performance art is great. He's a weirdo.
Alien
my kind of people.
Ridiculous.
I really like how he beats his wife.
Is that what Shia LaBeouf did?
No, he was abusive. I don't even know if it was a wife or girlfriend.
He looks like he would hit women.
He's now dating Mia Goth, so.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck him. I'd suck his dick after he did that.
There you have it, kids. That's how we do the soft opening of this
you
show.
Suck Kid Cudi's dick after he fucked her.
Who's that?
That's the guy in X, the black guy.
Kid
Cudi? Who's the fucking porn star.
Oh, that's going to be too big for my mouth.
They actually do show a part of his hog in that movie, and I don't think it's his real hog, but...
Sweaty old hog.
Like, there's a dark shot where you just see it gleaming in the light, you know? Naked. Do you remember that in X?
No, I don't.
X?
What's Come X? On, like you're not looking, like you're not curious about what's dangling down there.
What's X?
What's X? That porn movie? Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember seeing any cock.
It's very dark, and he's standing...
Well, yes, he's a dark man.
No. Nope.
I mean...
Nope.
I mean, I feel like I saw that, but it didn't stand out to me. I'm going to tell you that. I didn't remember it. I'm not like, ooh, that was a scene that just stayed with me.
Was it a wreck?
It's... No, it's... Well, it's probably probably in the middle.
Post-eruption?
Nobody ever appears completely soft in a movie on purpose, except Farva. Farva did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Farva?
In Super Troopers?
Oh.
It's powdered sugar. It's delicious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, but... Jason Segel admitted to playing with himself a little bit. I mean, everybody probably does.
Very little, yeah.
you don't want it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a grower, not a shower, you want to at least get some growth going before you show it.
If you're cold, it'll shrivel up a little bit. You at least want it to be presentable.
Yeah, you're going to warm it up with your hands, Nick.
People are going to look at it on a giant silver screen. Well, yeah, there you go. It's going to look bigger on the big screen.
Nick, you realize you could potentially, if you think there's someone out there hot enough, you could potentially get a job as a fluffer and then literally blow someone after they've been fucking someone else while they're changing camera angles to keep them hard, you know?
How much do they get paid?
Some of them are just porn actors who are just do that on sets that they're not filming.
On break.
Because I'm sure they still get paid well. I mean, I don't know. Look into it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Nick's going to look into a new hobby and a career.
Temple of Doom, everyone.
I feel like... I'm excited for the new Indiana Jones movie, but at the same time, like these are like, I don't know. There's not a whole lot to say about them.
You're just not an Indiana Jones lover, and I'm not necessarily either, but this one specifically, I do.
I watched the show. I love this when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, I feel like they play this on TV all the time.
I love movies about cults, so.
A few things about this movie I will say that I noticed this time that I never noticed before. First, well, I'm not at home, so I watched it on a TV here in the guest room.
There's a scene that had Harrison Ford's cock.
Yeah, no, it's 120 refresh rate TV. And you know, the stuff always looks funny with that faster refresh rate if it wasn't shot in that refresh rate. Anything where there's like a blue screen or a green screen behind it, even though it's like a matte painting insert, it looks like fucking shit in this movie that way.
I noticed that too.
I watched on VHS, so it looked great to me.
Did you see?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what I was thinking.
Did you see the ridiculous short round mannequin when they were holding them between the two carts?
Yeah. The worst that I noticed,
it wasn't even the right length.
The worst that I noticed was when they're like coming down right after the plane, they jump out of the airplane.
You see
this raft like sliding down the snow, and then clearly you see it come to a stop, and then they do like the head straight on shot that's like blue screened with the inserted background or whatever, and they're still going full speed. And like, you just showed a shot where it's like stopping at the edge of the woods. What are you doing?
They should have edited around that.
Mm-hmm. But stuff you don't normally
know. Spielberg's a hack. He always has been.
No, it just took me out of the moment watching it on this. If I'd watched it on VHS, I probably would have had a lot better time watching it that way. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I noticed that too, watching it, that some of the effects really stood out as bad.
I saw a TikTok the other day. Somebody thought... They were like posting themselves watching Gremlins, and they were like, man, I love Steven Spielberg movies. And I was just like, damn, it's not their fault. I'm not saying they're dumb. I'm saying damn Steven Spielberg and Tim Burton for putting their names on shit unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You produced it.
Yeah.
You did not direct this movie. And people think you did because your name is on it.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg for Vince.
Is that one of those first time watching where they watch a movie?
No,
for the
they
first
were
time?
They knew it.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Sometimes it surprises me. Like, you've never seen this movie.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas. People think Tim Burton did that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He was a producer on that. Like, there's another director on there that
I think he helped with story, but not actual writing, I think.
It does have his kind of aesthetic, I guess.
Well, yeah, it has this but oversight
his
on it.
Aesthetic wasn't very yeah. I mean, what was Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands were done at that point? And Beetlejuice, obviously, you could say it's kind of like that.
Well, didn't they market it Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas? That's why.
Oh, yeah, they did that all over, yeah.
We're gonna. If you're not a big cinephile, you're not going to know those credit details.
The other one's Goonies. People don't know that Richard Donner directed that, some of them. They think that he directed that.
Spielberg?
Well, there's people who think George Lucas did fucking Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Oh yeah.
It's just
Goonies does seem
that's
like,
a little different.
Goonies but. Does feel like Spielberg directed it though. I could definitely see
well clearly it was heavy handed with the way he did it, but out of the you said Alec that you like this is your favorite Indiana Jones movie?
Yes.
Me too.
Yours too?
Mm-hmm.
For me, just without until we rewatch it, it's hard to say, but I really like Last Crusade mostly because I like the screen chemistry between Sean Connery and Harrison Ford.
I think Last Crusade is my second favorite.
Raiders.
I think Raiders is boring shit.
Raiders really. Is my second favorite. I like Raiders a lot.
I mean, they're all better than I remember, but they're just action movies. It's like I have nothing against them, but I just don't watch them often enough that I'm thinking maybe I'll start adding them to the repertoire a little bit more often, but. It's hard to say, right? So
this one's the best for me because it is action and adventure. There's plenty of just adventure shit.
Mm-hmm.
When they're on the elephants and the bats shit. And the all that.
She grabs
the they're thing. Watching the cult shit. That's not exactly action. Until it becomes action.
That's weird and interesting.
Yeah. I'm here
for well, you can't discount its influence, though. Like when Indiana Jones throws that symbol in the opening fight sequence, clearly that was a... used in Mortal Kombat later on. They just turned it into a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a metal weapon like that. You're like, okay, I can appreciate that. Like, we know where you got that. That's fine.
No,
it's like Bloodsport.
Odd Job did that in Goldfinger long before. Had a metal rimmed hat.
Yeah. Either way. But I mean, it's just like Bloodsport, you know? Like, oh, here's the character we're going to make in Bloodsport. Does the...
Fisting?
I think that's this. Or aren't you supposed to do it like this, the safest way? That way you don't get any nail damage or anything like that.
Your thumb stuck up like that?
Yeah, but you got to have a well-trimmed nail for that. What? But you reduce the risk of these other four fingers. You know, that's like why the rubber ones are always shaped like this. You know, it's like very specific so you can get that prime angle.
What?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I think what's happening is that the show is coming to a grinding halt.
I think, yeah, I don't have anything else to say about this movie. And Nick, somebody wants to order Nick a rubber fist for his own personal use. He will gladly use it for you on his OnlyFans.
Yeah, sure.
You're the rubber fisting expert here, Eddie.
I didn't say you're going to put it in your butt. I'm sure you'll find some use for it around the house. Put your toothbrush in it and just brush your teeth with that extra hand.
Nothing. That's exactly what our podcast is. It's Justin's voice cracking while talking about a rubber fist. That's a rubber fist, like G Scoob.
Are you old enough to talk about rubber fists?
I don't know. I'm almost 40, so we'll see.
Well, that concludes tonight.
Our broadcast day.
Exactly. That what has this been? Strange Glow Coast to Coast. With
this has been
Alec the Cock
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom.
Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. It's $2.99 a month. And this week we have a new episode going up. We're talking Mario. Mario stuff. Some games.
Not the movie.
Maybe some toys. Maybe some movies. It's not a review of the new movie.
Not the new movie. We did that separately.
Yeah, that's already a thing.
Did we? Yeah, we did that.
I didn't.
We did that without you.
Yeah.
No, we did it with Jerry.
Yeah, because Alec didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. He was moving, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you still not seen it?
No. I'll see it eventually, but I'm not worried about seeing it.
It's probably close to digital release at this point.
I think they said it's pending. It should be this month, what I'm hearing. So.
Really? I don't even know if it stopped making money yet, has it?
I still haven't watched Cocaine Bear. It's on Peacock.
No, but I think it's Universal's pretty good about putting stuff out fairly quick. Same thing with Renfield. It already hit streaming, so I'm sure.
It didn't hit streaming, it hit digital.
Yeah, Renfield's supposed to go to Peacock, difference, I think, too, I think.
Because streaming implies that it's on just like Netflix or fucking Peacock, and it is not. It is.
Oh, Renfield's not on Peacock? Oh, no. Okay. All right.
At least not that I've seen.
Well, yeah, they want you to buy the digital.
They'll do that to
buy
for
the digital first, and then
because even
yeah, but sometimes
Evil Dead's already coming to digital, but it's not going streaming.
It's already on Disney.
No, it's. I saw an ad for it going digital today, yeah. So it will be in the next like week. I'm sure. That movie was originally conceived as a digital release or a
really?
Streaming movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it was budgeted for, and then they decided it was good enough. They're going to release it theatrically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they only gave it a direct to home video budget
because that's what it was considered.
It still looks good though.
The director really after they made it.
Well, they gave it more budget, they might have made it worse though.
It's good how it is. Yeah,
sometimes you got
yeah, I enjoyed
it. Much money, then you don't have to get creative. Mario's made $1.161 billion.
Yep,
globally.
Woo.
Yeah, I think Guardians hit 280 million globally already, which opening weekend worldwide is pretty good. But it'll cross a billion, I bet. First big summer movie, but it's a summer of movies, man, so we're going to see what happens.
There's so many movies.
Fast X is coming out this week, right? And then something else this month, too, I think. Yeah, I don't know. There's some shit coming out, though.
There's yep. So many big tentpole movies this year.
Yeah, fucking Mission Impossible, too.
Mission Impossible, mm-hmm. Part 7, Part 1?
Yes. Part 7.1.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be 7.
Something like that.
Technically,
it was 7, Part 1.
Probably. But that's the show. There's been a lot of silence here at the end. But if you're still listening,
we're reflecting on them.
Thank you. Give us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Follow us on everything. Even if you don't like, you know, go and listen to. If you listen to us on the Spotify feed, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel because we upload more than just our podcast there. We do. We upload all of our TikToks to YouTube as well.
Well, even if you never watch us on YouTube, the subscribe
and separate
helps.
Videos. Like the video of us destroying a HasLab proton pack.
An actual.
Yes, that was a fun one. We destroyed the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Mm-hmm. All right, kids. We'll see you next time.
Bye. To return some video.